Here's the essential summary for 10 greater Boston towns that voted 80% plus for Harris, but still maintain $2 entry fees through exclusionary zoning. The bottom line, 10 greater Boston towns voted 80 to 82% for Kamala Harris in 2024 while maintaining zoning laws that require 1.4 median, 2.4 median home prices. This isn't hypocrisy. It's structural exclusion by design. Lexington, 1.49 me. Wellesley, 2.5 me. Newton, 2.05 me. Brookline, 2.0 me. Dover, 2.4 me. Weston, 2.15 me. Winchester, 1.4 me. Belmont, 1.98 me. Arlington, 1.4 me. And Needham, 1.6 me. All vote progressive nationally while resisting housing integration locally. Who needs this? Homebuyers choosing between progressive suburbs, families seeking diverse communities, anyone wondering why blue towns remain segregated, buyers evaluating school districts, people trying to understand the gap between progressive rhetoric and housing policy. Key insights. Number one, all 10 towns voted 80, 82% for Harris in 2024, solidly progressive voting patterns. Number two, median home prices range from 1.4 Mayors Arlington to 2.5 Maid Wellesley, requiring 280K 500K household income. Number three, exclusionary zoning includes minimum lot sizes, 1 to 2 acres, single family only restrictions, strict height limits. Number four, MBTA Communities Act compliance reveals the gap. Some towns embraced it, others fought it. Number five, schools are excellent, 8.8 to 9.9/10, but often serve predominantly white, wealthy students. Number six, progressive voting inclusive housing policy. The paradox is structural, not accidental. What to do next? Use our town finder to identify communities that balance school quality with genuine housing diversity. Research your target town's MBTA Communities Act compliance. Understand that excellent schools often come with exclusionary costs. Compare these towns to more accessible alternatives like Reading, Sharon, or Melrose.